In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Ephesians 1:7-10. This is the message of the Bible, that God from eternity past in his foreknowledge knew the plan of redemption for all mankind. He knew what it would take to restore the perfect relationship that humanity destroyed by choosing to sin. Not just Adam, but everyone after him as well. Every person you know has a penalty that they must pay before our holy God. But in Jesus, we find extraordinary hope. He has called us to salvation, and now he commands all people everywhere to repent. Therefore, we, as ambassadors for Christ, and God making his appeal through us, we implore on behalf of Christ for people to be reconciled to God. And that should be the message every one of us should proclaim. God has in his plan to include not just Israel, but the entire Gentile world as part of his sovereign salvation. And he entrusted us to be the ones who will bring this message of hope to all people. But the truth is, we feel sometimes inadequate. We think of our own inability to live the gospel day to day. We live self-centered lives as the Holy Spirit cries out to us day in and day out, deny yourself. Or we have become defeated. We've set the message too many times in too many ways and through too many illustrations. Our personal testimony gets us a forced grin with a sympathetic, well, that's good, you changed. Or too many times we're scared to be ridiculed for our faith. We surround ourselves with the intellectuals of our society that would disregard or believe in our faith with, you know, it's all about being a good person. Or we're scared to offend people that we may come across as inconsiderate, bigots, and arrogant, especially with the members of our family. But we must never forget the price Jesus had to pay. We must never forget the passion of our Savior. We must never forget in what condition God met us, wooed us, loved us, and rescued us. Would you have been here if that one friend who spoke truth to you would have cowered? Then let's take this extraordinary privilege to share the gospel with everyone. Do not shy away from proclaiming your Savior. Wear his flag, which is the cross you choose to take up daily. For God had for all eternity planned it to be this way, to use you as his means through which the word of truth would bring many to a living faith in the Messiah. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you give us this message of hope, that while we were still sinners, every one of us, Father, you came and died on the cross for us. Lord, that you call us to repent from our sins, turn away from them, and seek you as Savior of our lives. Lord, we pray that you give us the strength to tell this message to the people that don't know you, Lord, that if they just turn away from their sins and put their trust in you, Lord, that you will grant them eternal life, that you will let them be reconciled to you. And Father, I just pray that you give us boldness to proclaim this extraordinary message to the nations. In Jesus' name, amen.